This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer Report on Storm Clowns Over Southern Labor. After the two-ring circus in Atlanta, where I met with our four graduate social work school interns who are working with Acorn Home Savers campaign for the next semester, and the screening of The Organizer at the Andrew Young Center on campus, I got to visit with several veteran union organizers for a bit. It was cold, windy, and rainy outside, and that pretty much characterized the reports I was getting of the current labor organizing progress in the field. It was all uphill and in the teeth of the wind, both from outside forces and increasingly internal inertia. One film watcher was an old veteran of the textile wars as an organizer for the legendary ILGWU, the International Ladies Garment Workers Union. I asked him when he'd worked there, and when he said that it was the late 70s and early 80s, I couldn't resist mentioning Art Martin, who'd run a local in Arkansas early in the 70s and later in the Carolinas. Sure enough, he'd worked for Art in Charlotte and was shocked to hear of his passing some years ago. I asked if he'd noticed Art in several frames of the movie, and he laughed, saying he thought someone looked familiar, but didn't place the context, since the picture was of Art during the Quorum Court effort in Pulaski County 45 years ago. As for any talk about organizing what's left of the textile industry in the South, not much to say there. Ben Spite, who many claim is the best labor organizer in the Atlanta area and a former Acorn organizer as well, told the story of his efforts to organize 500 sanitation workers in a neighboring county with the Teamsters. Their effort over several years had won a couple of raises for the workers and a number of other improvements, but despite repeated efforts organizationally and politically, had failed to win either dues checkoff or recognition for the union. So the effort was waning. He'd been at a Martin Luther King breakfast before coming to the screening. He was surprised, among all of the political speakers at the event, that there had not been one speaker from the labor movement or of any union, despite this being the 50th anniversary of King's assassination while in Memphis supporting the strike of the garbage workers in that city. Visiting with my old friend and comrade, Ken Johnson, who not so long ago retired as regional director of the AFL-CIO in the South, there wasn't much good news from that quarter either. We spent time talking about the Southern Regional Council, where he'd worked before the AFL-CIO, because we couldn't find much to say about big new organizing either one of us was hearing about in the South. Going through the list of names we had in common, many of them had moved far afield to even find organizing or union work. Any discussion of developments at the NLRB or the Department of Labor was short shrift. No good news there. One question that had come up after the screening asked about how social media was changing the organizing. The brother said he'd observed people were more than willing to post something but seemed to have no interest in hitting the streets or shops. The working workers are here, but the connections aren't coming together. People still like to talk about organizing the South, but not too many unions are doing much of it. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.